Hi, it's Abigail from Family First Care. How are you?
Hello.
I'm good, thank you. I wanted to know how the assessment went last week.
Fine. That's about 10 minutes. They approved me. Only thing they need, Nancy said, only thing they need the form back to my doctor and something about my other income form. I told her I don't have no income at all, so that should be easy, that process, that part, because there's nothing to fill out. There's no paperwork
right.
to
so,
say I have no income at all.
So you, but you are making money from SSI or something. Where are you getting your money to live?
Where do you get the money from?
Your money they used to buy food.
Food stamps. That's called food stamps.
Food stamps. Okay. Food stamps.
No cash means no cash. I mean, I get what you are. I know you want a direct answer, but when somebody says no cash, that means
okay.
no money.
Kay and I can't hear you so well, honestly. If you could just speak clearly into the phone. I don't know. Maybe it's the phone. I'm not sure. But I just want to help you here. So I do see that we did get your doctor's form. They told you they didn't?
No, the lady did that was here on Friday. Maybe she didn't get that and receive that information yet.
Let me see when we got it. Just a minute, please. I sent it in already on the 8th, actually. They should have it.
Okay.
So she told you on Friday that she's still missing it?
No, she didn't say she missed it. She told me everything I need. And I told them that it was sent in already. And so she was like, she didn't know if she didn't have information in front of her. So she really pissed me.
Fine.
So your
that was that. So, yeah, the form we sent in, but the – so you're saying – okay, just a second. I want to confirm that you don't have any of this, and then we can write up a letter to the county. So did you have a bank account in the last 5 years?
Yes.
Yes, you did. Okay. So that they're going to need the statements of.
What statements of? How do I get the statements of that? That bank account has been for like 4 years.
Sorry. Okay, now the county asks for all the bank statements from the last 5 years. To approve you for the waiver so you can get the home care services.
It might have been more than 5 years. What's this, 26? It's been more than 5 years because it's 2026 because that bank account got closed in 2020.
So you're not going to need 2026 because we don't need this month, and last month was only 25. So that is fine. So which bank did you use before you got your food stamps?
It's on 16th Market. Oh, it's only one of them in the city.
Hold on. I don't know. I don't use that bank. There's only one in the damn city. I don't even remember the name of that damn bank. Whatever the bank is on 16th Market. It's a small brand. There's only one in the whole Philadelphia.
Tina, I can't hear you so well.
Oh, my Jesus. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, but it sounds like the phone is getting moved around a lot, so I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Well, maybe it's your connection because I'm sitting still with the phone in my hand. Whatever that bank is on 16th Market.
Okay. Well, either way, I don't know which bank that is, but you will need to get the bank statements from the last 5 years. Do you have texting? I'm gonna send over to you.
It's
your texting?
Oh my Jesus!
I'm trying to help you here.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying. I'm getting because look.
my anxiety is flaring up. I keep telling you, there's no bank statements to give. That bank account was closed out in 2020. You keep seeing for the last 5 years. It is now 2026. There's no bank statements. They like, how would you expect me to go
get
some bank statements from 5 years ago?
Kamina, I was asked, you had told me that you did have a bank account in the last 5 years. That's why I was asking. But you're saying that you didn't have, you didn't have a bank account open in the last 5 years?
No, I want to I haven't.
Okay. I'm only telling you this because we are going to have to send in all these documents, and then if we don't get an approval from the county, they're going to say it's because we didn't get all the bank statements. So I don't want to have to deal with
that
in 2 weeks.
But you're not listening to me. I said it 5 times.
You didn't have a bank account. Yes, I heard you. Now I understand. Are you done?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm trying to help you here, okay? So please don't yell at me. I'm trying to help you. Trying to get you your home care services. I'm trying to get your food. I'm doing all the work behind the scenes, okay?
Yes, you don't have to keep saying that, ma'am. I'm not being nasty. But, yes, you are causing my anxiety to flare up because you keep repeating yourself saying the same thing. I answered you 5 times.
Okay. Did you see the text that I sent you?
I didn't get it from today. I didn't get no any text from you today.
I sent a text to this number that I called you from just now, like 2 minutes ago.
I didn't receive no text. Let me check myself if I did. Okay, yeah, it just came through. I got it.
Okay. So, like you said, you don't have any statements. How about, do you have a cash value of life insurance? Current most recent direct express statement?
No.
Vehicle registration? No? Okay.
Everything is no.
Okay, just a second, please. Okay, Kina, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to write up a letter. It's called a hardship letter stating that you don't have any income and all you're getting is food stamps, correct? Are you getting any money from any other places?
No. I live with my daughter. She helps me. To the best
you live with your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Just a minute, please. Just want to confirm that I have everything for this letter so that I can write it up for you.
Okay. What is the hardship letter? That goes to the county assistant?
Yes, it does. So they can approve you.
Well, the county, I don't know, and it's so crazy that you're asking me all of this because the county assistant already has this information because every 6 months when you recertify, everything you just asked me, they ask the same questions in the application. So it's just, they make stuff difficult. Everything you just asked me is the same questions in the application that you got to recertify every 6 months for. So that's weird they want to know that. They already got the information.
Okay, what did you speak with the county for?
What do you mean when I speak with the county? I didn't speak to the county. I said you have to recertify every 6 months. You're not listening to me. Mm-hmm. I have no reason to speak to the county.
Okay, so that's why I need to send
you
this
a
letter.
They send you a form every 6 months to recertify your stamp.
Okay, I'm going to write up this letter for you, okay? I would appreciate some thanks, and I'm trying to help you here, so please don't talk to me in this manner, okay? Thank you.
Did you have a manager there? A supervisor?
We do. You want to speak with someone?
Yeah, because I think that was very rude of you, and that was unprofessional what you just said to me. You can't say that to me and then say thank you and thank you, just go and hang up. Can I speak to your supervisor, because that was very unprofessional what you just did, very unprofessional. So can I have your supervisor, please?
Mm-hmm. I'll send you her number in a minute. Okay, I'm going to text it to you, okay?